The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk
with Matter Private Network. During current restrictions, don't ignore your health concerns. Our expert team is ready to help.
Now, a number of leading economists and intellectuals have published a letter claiming that the Republic of Ireland is one of the few winners from the latest OECD tax deal agreed last week to introduce a 15% corporate tax rate in more than 130 countries. And joining us now is one of the signatories of that letter, Edmund Valpy Fitzgerald, Professor of International Development Finance at Oxford University. Professor, explain to us why you say that Ireland is a winner here and the rest of the world less so.
Well, the whole world is a winner in the sense that we have the first reform in 100 years of the international tax system, and for the first time countries are working together to make sure that major companies worldwide pay the tax that they should. We say that Ireland is a winner because Ireland within the European Union was the country which held out against the agreement. And the original proposal was for a 21% global tax rate. This was reduced to 15 at least, or 15 or more, and Ireland managed to get it down to just 15%. So in that sense, Ireland is a winner. But of course, it's a winner, but the rest of the world is a loser.
Would it not be fair to say, though, that there's a benefit for everyone? The at least 15% definitely did concern our Minister for Finance here, because, as he would have put it, that they wanted certainty. They wanted, you know, companies that we have a lot of multinationals here, that they wanted companies not to be, I suppose, afraid that there could be a creeping tax rate that might change several times over the next number of years. That kind of certainty now is given to every other country in the world as well. We are on an equal playing field. So why do we have an advantage, do you believe? Apparently, this is going to cost us and our exchequer $2 billion, this increased tax rate, because of various moves by companies to mitigate against it.
Well, I think the problem is that this is a zero-sum game, if you like. There's a pool of taxable revenue, and if one country gets more, a larger slice, then another country will get a smaller slice. And the problem about companies moving to Ireland is it's a gain for Ireland, but a loss for the countries from which the companies have moved, which is why we suggested a minimum rate of about 21%, given that the global average of tax rates is about 25%.
Okay, I'm slightly confused, because we already have a huge slice of, for example, the tech sector and the pharma sector and those things. So I'm not sure where they're going to move from. We already have, contributing to our GDP here, a huge amount of multinationals. Where do you think they're going to come from to come here?
I don't think they will move on a large scale towards Ireland. That's not the suggestion.
Well, then how are we benefiting? I'm confused.
Well, it's better for you, just as you said, to have a system of a minimum tax rate means that, for example, if a company operating from the UK moves a lot of its activities to Ireland to take advantage of a lower tax rate, the UK, under the previous proposal, could have taxed the difference, right, so that it would be no advantage of moving to Ireland at all.
Okay. I think a lot of people here might suggest people might move to Ireland rather than the UK to access the EU because of Brexit,
precisely, so that Ireland is in a stronger position because of Brexit. But the point about a minimum tax rate, it means that if you move your funds, let's say, from the UK to some island in the Caribbean, you'll still be taxed, right? You can't get away with anything less than 15%.
Okay. Last question for you. What do you think the OECD global corporate tax rate should be?
I think it should be 25%.
Okay. Look, thank you very much for speaking to us this morning. That is Professor Edmund Valpy Fitzgerald, Professor of International Development Finance at Oxford University.